Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, letter from Masangia on Chinese forced labor camp screened at documentary film festival. Balandafa sees thousands at Puerto Rico's first health festival after Hurricane Maria. Japan, Shenyun displays true art concerning humanity and life. Over 100 doctors at Urological Association of Asia Congress signed petition to oppose CCP's organ harvesting. Woman from Greece experiences positive changes in mind and body after practicing Falun Dafa. And Code of Revelation moves audience in New York screening. Now for the stories.
Toronto. Letter from Masangia on Chinese forced labor camp screened at documentary film festival. A letter from Masangia, a documentary on a forced labor camp in China, was screened on April 27, 2018, at the 25th Hot Docs Canadian International Documentary Festival, the largest of its kind in North America. The audience gave the film a lot of positive feedback. Among over 3,000 documentaries submitted, the judges selected 246. Letter from Masangia was screened on April 27th and 29th and will be shown again on May 4th. The documentary describes a letter which fell out as Oregon resident Julie Keith opened a Halloween toy she bought from a store in October 2012. It was picked up and reported by the local newspaper, CNN, New York Times, and other news outlets. The letter begins, "Sir, if you occasionally buy this product, please kindly resend this letter to the World Human Rights Organization. Thousands of people who are here are being persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party government and will thank and remember you forever." The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a law enforcement agency under the Department of Homeland Security, also began its investigation. The person who wrote the letter was Sun Yi, a Falun Gong practitioner detained in Group 8 of Division 2 in Masangi Forced Labor Camp. Besides enduring severe long-term torture, he was made to do slave labor for about 20 hours a day, producing Halloween toys. He risked his life and secretly placed more than 20 such letters in goods made by the detainees. The toys were shipped to the United States and one of them was purchased by Keith. Leon Lee, a director and producer of films, one of which earned the Peabody Award, was able to find Sun and asked about his experience in the labor camp. After hearing that Sun was an engineer and had been illegally sent to the labor camp because of his belief in Falun Gong, Lee decided to produce a documentary on this topic. The footage was secretly filmed in China, where Sun was able to document his life while being closely watched by the police. He also visited individuals who had been detained in Masangi labor camp before him. Based on information and illustrations provided by Sun, the film also contains animations that show the brutal treatment Sun suffered in the labor camp. Many audience members said they were touched by the film not only because of what Sun suffered for his belief, but also because of his courage to film and present it to the public. They said his sense of calm and ability to forgive really moved them. Several expressed their hope that Sun and the others would remain safe and that the suppression in China would end soon.
Falun Dafa sees thousands at Puerto Rico's first health festival after Hurricane Maria. Falun Dafa practitioners departed early in the morning for their first community event after the devastation of Hurricane Maria. A large rainbow lit the sky. With much of the island still under repair, the event organizers wondered whether many people would come to the 2018 Puerto Rico Vegan Fest. Visitors soon filled the parking lot. Exhibitors were caught half-prepared as hundreds streamed into the exhibition hall, gathering around tables promoting healthier diets, traditional solutions to illness, and a spiritual way of life. As visitors passed by the Falun Dafa table, practitioners greeted them and offered them brochures. many people stopped to read the banners and posters about the meditation practice. People were interested in the information about Falun Dafa and Dafa activities all around the world, as well as information about the persecution by the communist regime in China. Some quietly walked over to the table hosting a petition by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, where they shook their heads in sadness as they read about the Chinese state-sanctioned killing of Falun Gong practitioners for their organs. Many people came over to try the Falun Dafa exercises. After learning the exercises, one young man opened his eyes with a big smile on his face, prompting his companions to comment that he looked younger. He said, "I felt quiet and comfortable. A lot of stress is gone now. It was only a few minutes. With all this noise, it was so quiet." Another group tried one of the Dafa exercises to see how it compared with what they knew of yoga and Tai Chi. They thanked the practitioners for volunteering to teach the practice. The practitioners who ran the booth said they were pleased to be able to share Dafa with others. As they drove home from the event, the sun was setting, and another rainbow filled the sky ahead.
Japan. Shenyan displays true art concerning humanity and life. On April 17th through May 2nd, 2018, Shenyan International Company presented 15 performances in 6 cities in Japan, including Tokyo, Utsunomiya, Kawaguchi, Nagoya, Nishinomiya, and Kyoto. After the show, Makoto Katumata, a ballerina, commented, "I was very touched. When the curtain was first opened and the performers started dancing, tears began to fill my eyes. I sensed a very powerful and warm energy. I can't really describe it, but it was really wonderful. I wondered whether this energy had come from the artistic director, his compassionate energy," Miss Makoto said. The president of a pharmacy chain store commented, "I have seen many theater performances, but I have never seen one with such perfection. I knew before coming about how Shenyan is a top-quality performance, but now having seen it, I was still blown away. I think it has much to do with how I could sense the spiritual state of the performers, the energy coming deep from their hearts," he said. The female dancing showed an elegance that is unique to women. The men showed their strength and power, and their techniques were superb, he described. The music was great and quite harmonious. The smiles on the performers' faces gave me such a serene feeling. A member of the Nagoya City Council said after the show, "Shenyan carries forward China's long history and traditional culture of various dynasties since the ancient times. The performance is very meaningful and understandable. It makes people feel very comfortable. Japanese can benefit a lot from it. The message Shenyan intends to spread is very clear." He described it's great in terms of artistic value and the dissemination of the positive message. "The performers must have gone through rigorous training. It's superb." A professor from the Kyoto University of Art and Design commented, "Shenyan is so beautiful. It touches humans' hearts. Such a performance is fantastic, and it is important not only for a country, but also for the world as a whole. I hope Shenyan can persevere and perform all over the world so that more people can benefit from it." Shenyan focuses not only on its external beauty, its content is also especially touching. It is devoted to reviving traditional culture in an art form. True art is concerned about humanity and life. In these regards, Shenyan has done a remarkable job, he said. Shenyan will continue its world tour with upcoming performances in Aix-en-Provence, France, Querétaro, Mexico, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
More than 100 doctors at the 16th Urological Association of Asia Congress, recently held in Tokyo, Japan, signed a petition calling for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's harvesting of organs from living Falun Gong practitioners. During the conference, representatives from the Taiwan Association for International Care of Organ Transplants shared their experiences in preventing illegal organ transplants. based on advice from this organization, the organization called Caution Against China Organ Transplants Association plans to push for an amendment to the law in Japan, which will prevent people in Japan from obtaining unethical organ transplants in China. The chairman of the Department of Urology at a university hospital told the reporter, "Organ tourism shouldn't exist. That is what we urologists in Europe hear. I hope officials will be able to get involved and regulate it." The Secretary General of the Taiwan Association for International Care of Organ Transplants said that international investigations have shown a lack of transparency in the organ donation system in mainland China, and that prisoners of conscience have become the source of organs. He said that was a crime and a serious violation of organ transplant ethics. He said, according to the UN report on torture, the largest group of prisoners of conscience are Falun Gong practitioners. According to a volunteer from the Caution Against China Organ Transplants Association, a kidney transplant doctor in Hokkaido has known about China's illegal organ transplants for a long time. He has examined many patients who received transplanted kidneys in China and found that their kidneys were all from young and healthy so-called donors. This doctor and most doctors in Japan have known about this for some time. They all disagree with forced organ harvesting and sincerely hope it will end soon. A representative from the Caution Against China Organ Transplants Association pointed out that many doctors have personally told her that they know about the illegal organ transplant industry in China. Japanese laws don't clearly ban overseas organ tourism, but the organization plans to support an amendment to Japanese law which will restrict organ transplant tourism.
Woman from Greece experiences positive changes in mind and body after practicing Falun Dafa. Over 100 million people worldwide have benefited from practicing Falun Dafa since Mr. Lee Honcher, the founder of the practice, introduced it to the public in 1992. Sophia, who is from Greece, is one of them. She has experienced enormous positive changes to her mind and body since 2012, when she started practicing. She stopped playing computer games, which she had been addicted to for 8 years, and her relationships with her parents and husband improved. She said, "The meaning of life had puzzled me, and I couldn't get along with my parents because of my bad temper and selfishness. It wasn't until I read the book Juan Falun that things became much clearer to me. Falun Dafa has changed my mind and body completely. I was so excited after reading just the first page," she said. "Every word touched my heart. I felt that I had a predestined relationship with Mr. Lee Honcher. Just a few days after I started to do the exercises, I felt the energy in my body become so strong. And I had a warm feeling in my heart as I read. I was determined to use the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to guide me in my daily life." Sophia's health improved a great deal after she had been practicing for just a short time, and her character also improved. The most important thing was that she gave up playing computer games. The relationship between Sophia and her parents was very tense before she practiced Falun Dafa, and she thought there was no way to improve the situation. Before she moved to Australia, Sophia and her mother ran a family business. However, she never took much interest in the business. She complained a lot and quarreled with her mother. When Sophia told her mother that she started practicing Falun Dafa, her mom was against it because she believed the lies and propaganda put out by the Chinese Communist Party in the Western media. "I wasn't in a hurry to convince my mom. I just wanted to improve myself and do things according to Dafa's requirements. I also stopped using my own concepts to judge my mom. Eventually, her attitude changed." Sophia hadn't talked to her father for 3 years, even though she had started practicing Falun Dafa. She found it hard to forgive him until May 2015, when she realized after reading Mr. Lee Honcher's lecture that she should share Dafa with him, regardless of whatever he'd done to her. She called him, but no one answered the phone. The following day, she sent him Falun Dafa informational materials. Sophia received his thank you text soon after, and he also said he wanted to talk to her via the internet. Our relationship has returned to normal, Sophia said. I have given up all the painful memories and no longer hate anyone. Sophia's husband also witnessed the positive changes in her after she took up the practice. He admires what I have been doing and also tells people he knows about Falun Dafa and the persecution, Sophia said. We no longer fight or shout at each other. Falun Dafa has completely changed me. I no longer pursue self-interest, money, or reputation. My mind has become clear, strong, and honest. Our life together has become more relaxed and full of compassion, wisdom, and hope. We follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in our daily lives. My heart is filled with gratitude to my teacher. He made me a brand new person.
Code of Revelation moves audience in New York screening. Code of Revelation, the first production of New Century Film, was screened on April 29, 2018, to 100 residents in Orange County, New York. The film won the Grand Prize Award at the Canada International Film Festival in March 2018. The film is based on the testimony of a police officer in China who witnessed the harvesting of organs from a living Falun Gong practitioner in China. The plot unfolds with a business negotiation between a Chinese tech firm and a foreign company, for which a critical document will decide the fate. The document is saved on an employee's encrypted laptop. When the employee is taken into police custody, the firm needs to decrypt the laptop to recover the document. During this process, a horrifying crime is revealed. Maureen Hallahan, president and CEO of the Orange County Partnership, an organization that fosters economic development in the region, said after viewing the film, "It was beautiful. It was so professional and so well done. I think what was also very meaningful was that the budget was very low, which proved that the people that worked so hard on it did it out of their passion and their belief. It moved me. It was extremely touching and honest. My hope is that all the effort and the work that went into it elevate the profile internationally of the persecution that's going on in China." Psychiatric care specialist Carol Cooperman said the film touches on in-depth perspectives of life and is well presented. Lead actress Hui Yu said she thought about what her normal reaction should have been when the lead character learned of the persecution and she knew it was wrong. Some people said, "Your performance was so natural. I feel I wasn't really acting. Rather, I was only presenting my first reaction to the audience." Assistant director Yu Fei said the secret video in the final part of the film was based on testimony from an armed police officer in Jinzhou, Liaoning Province. The World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong obtained the testimony on forced organ harvesting and published it on December 12, 2009. Follow-up investigations corroborated the existence of the large-scale, systematic crime taking place in China. Peter Wei, a spokesperson of New Century Film, said that there are about 100 million Falun Gong practitioners in China, many of whom have been arrested, detained, tortured, forced to do labor, or killed for their organs. There are countless stories and endless material. We want to put that material together. There are very moving stories. Too many stories over the past two decades. We want to produce more works using that as a background, he explained. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.